Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. I have a special guest with me. This is the third episode of the Proverbs 31 series, where we are going through Proverbs 31, we're dissecting the chapter, and really taking the time to fully understand what the Lord is trying to speak to us through it. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce somebody very special. Actually, she's going to introduce herself because I'm just excited for you guys to hear what she has to say. Somebody that's very influential in my life. And say your name.
Sol Maria.
Which is?
I'm your mom.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that this series was very intentional. And so what better way to have my first guest speaker of the series than my mom, because this is the first example I had of a Proverbs 31 woman. And she, I asked her, like, Mom, like, would you want to be part of this episode? And she was like, yeah, like, sure. And so she's like, what do I have to do? And basically what I told her was, you know, read Proverbs 31 and let me know, like, what part speaks to you. And, like, I want her to share her testimony and her heart so you guys have a little more background than just her being my mom. There's so much more to my mom and her story than, you know, if you would just meeting her for the first time, like, I'm sure you would notice God's light in her and something different about her, but really knowing her story and how God shines through it is awesome. So, Mom, take it over.
Hi, everyone. Well, you know, she told me to read Proverbs 31, and I was like, well, you know what, this whole chapter is amazing. It's definitely, you know, a mother talking to her son and talking about a character of a noble wife, a wife that has a noble character. And so I was just dissecting this chapter, and I really, really kind of like pinpointed the main thing that to me stuck out, and it was verse 30 in chapter Proverbs 31, 30. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is so, it's so impacting because it's so true. You know, the Word of God has a way of just talking to us and speaking to our hearts, and you know, and we can mirror that, and we could see our lives in it, and I see my life in that. I know that some of you know my testimony. Well, I was in the world, you know, serving, you know, the world and going out and everything and dating, and I met Mark, and we met at a nightclub, and we started dating, and at that time I was very you know, into myself, and I was sinning, and I was not serving the Lord. And so I met him at that very moment, at that time in my life. And both of us, we just lived our life. We worked, we went out, we saw each other, and he didn't know a lot of things about me, a lot of things that were deep inside of me that I was fighting with and warring in my heart, a lot of depression and thoughts in my mind that were not good. They're very harmful, and I was really, really down on myself when I was with Mark. But I remember distinctly in January one night when I left his apartment driving home, I remember that the Lord spoke to me, and I was driving, it was snowing, it was like a lot of snow. I was driving from Cleveland. I remember I got a little nervous because my car started to shake. It was like a vibrating, and I turned off the radio, and I'm like, first thing that came to my heart, Lord God, just take me home. And right when I said that, God just started speaking to my heart, and I just started praying, and I started praying in the Spirit. And the Lord started speaking to my heart, and I just spoke out what he was saying. He told me to come back to him, that my life was going on a destructive path. At that moment, all I could do was hear his voice and speak and pray in the Spirit, which which in my mind, I'm saying I have not prayed like this in so long because I had left God and I backslid. So I wasn't praying like I used to. And so the Lord started telling me that he loved me and he had a plan for my life, and that, you know, that if he would trust me, you know, that he has good things in my life in the future, and so many other things he told me. But when he was speaking to me, it just stopped when I got to the exit where I was supposed to go and to my house. And I remember at that very moment, I cried before God, and I just felt like just liquid love from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I just felt his forgiveness and his love. It just encompassed my whole being. And at that very moment, I told the Lord I would never go back. And I never did. It's been already 28, going on 29 years for me serving the Lord. And I remember the scripture, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised, because I remember appropriating that, the woman who fears the Lord, because fear in that scripture, to me, it's not being afraid, but it's being reverential towards the Lord. And I did not want to continue my relationship with Mark because I knew he was not serving the Lord. At first, I told him what happened to me, and he did not understand it. He did not understand in his heart, you know, to know the word of God, to hear his voice, to know spiritual, you know, being spirit filled. It's of the heart. And he was trying to focus like in his mind, like, how did this happen? So it took some time. And in that season, I wanted to just break up with Mark. And as I prayed every day after I got home from work, I would get in my room and pray, and the Lord would start speaking to me. And I told him, I said, Lord, I don't want to be with this guy. I want to serve the Lord, and I think he's holding me back. And the Lord directly told me in my heart, I want you to pray for him, because my son, he will speak to multitudes. He will be used, and he will bring many to me. And he started saying all these things, and I'm like, wow, I know I'm not making this up. I mean, this guy, my boyfriend, just, you know, was drinking the other night. He's talking to me like, you know, cursing and smoking and doing everything else that he did. And I'm like, this can't be what God is telling me about him. It doesn't line up. But God, he directed me to pray for him. You know, the word of God says, do not be unequally yoked. And that's the first thing that came to my mind. Why? God is telling me to pray for him, but the word of God says not to be unequally yoked. What? The word of God is written word, but my heart, God spoke to my heart and he directed me. So that scripture that came to me, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. At that moment, I just reflected upon that moment when I told the Lord, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to obey you, and I'm going to pray for Mark, and I'm going to continue to believe that you're going to work in his life. And for 4 months, I prayed for him. I prayed for Mark in the ups and downs, and seeing there's no action taking place in his heart, nothing. He's coming to church, but he's doing the same thing. And I just said, Lord, I'm just going to keep praying for him. And I just want to be an example. And my fruit just showed, the fruit of love. I just got stronger in the Lord by praying. And I really reverence God, because I said, you know what, Lord, I don't understand it with my own thinking. I don't understand it, how you're going to make this happen. But I know in my heart that you told me what you said, and I'm going to continue to believe you. So that showed a reverential fear, a respect towards the Lord, where I believed his word instead of believing my feelings. And a woman, a Proverbs 31 woman, shows noble character as she presses in to trust the Lord for things that are of the unknown, that we don't know how it's going to happen, but God tells us to keep trusting him. And so I So the result of that was my husband is a pastor. He's been a pastor for many years, and we have been used of God, and he's been to different countries, and he's done missionary work. He's a minister. We were youth pastors, and I see the fruit because of the Lord told me to trust him. And not just because of that, it's because Mark made the choice to receive him. But the seed was sown as I gave in to trusting God, having the respectful fear, the reverence towards the Lord. And he brought to pass what I prayed because I trusted him, and he used that. And so God wants us women of God to trust him with everything. If he tells you something in your heart and you know it is the will of the Lord, because you know that it's in the word and you know that it's his voice speaking to you, trust that word, because he will never lead you in the wrong path. He will never lead you astray. So that's what I have to share today. I hope that you're encouraged. I hope that maybe I pulled on some strings where you're like, wow, this is my situation, but in a different scenario, and I really needed to hear that. I pray that God will minister to you where you're taking that step of faith, and that you are fearing the Lord in a reverential fear, putting him first, putting his word first, and that you see the fruit of it. So I just want to bless you with that tonight. And I just want to say thank you, Kayla, for having me.
Oh, Mom, I'm so happy that you got to share your testimony. And now you guys know what beautiful woman that I get to encounter every day. Just hear some amazing wisdom from her, and what I get to hear what I've been hearing my whole life. And it's just been so awesome. So I want to pray us out and just pray for whoever's listening right now, that you would just be so encouraged. Father God, I just thank you for this beautiful individual, that they would know that they're loved and that they're forgiven, that they're not alone in the situation that they are encountering right now. I just pray, God, that you would awaken their heart.
Yes.
Let their heart be molded to be what you want it to be, God.
Yes.
That they would just rest in your unrelenting peace. I thank you that it says that your peace will be our portion.
Yes.
And that in you, Lord, we're renewed and we're strengthened. So I just thank you for the purpose you have for them and your grace over them. In Jesus' name. All right, you guys, I will be talking to you next episode. My mom was featured on this one. Maybe she'll be in another episode. You know, just a little tidbit in there. Throwing that in. But all right, you guys.
Bye. Bye. Guys.